day. My name is Sifu Cicero, and I'm one of the instructors at the online school of Qi Energy. And today we're going to talk about healing, specifically a graduate who has done a healing, a certain type of healing at the fourth year level, but yet nonetheless the same as most students learn through the school. So I'd like to introduce Jack. Jack, how are you doing today?
Oh, it just keeps getting better. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, Sifu Cicero.
You're welcome, Jack. We're going to explain briefly to the folks how this all kind of went down. And you're in fourth year level training, and one day something happened. And I'm not sure if you called me, but I believe you wrote an email to tell me about it at first. Can you remind us of that?
That's correct. We had an experience. So Micah, the young man we're talking about today, he did an x-ray and we saw a lump on his leg, and everything was fine. It just looked like a little trauma, maybe what I would call a monkey bump. If you bump your arm, you bump your leg, you get a little bump. That's what it looked like. So I had no concern. I fast forward a year later, and we went back for an x-ray, and the x-ray changed. It was different. And I could see in the x-ray technician's face, oh, I guess it would be worry, concern, maybe even fear. And that's when I emailed you, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that email I remember. And I think if I can quote you, the oncologist said this thing is eating through the bone. And immediately you brought those words into a good feeling, large electrical form. And how did that change the situation as soon as you went and did something like that?
That's very interesting because, true, I knew what, because of my experience with cancer, I knew how the oncologist was going to behave. So I went in there with that cool, good feeling form. And when she said that, the words were sharp. And I just grabbed all those words, softened them, and brought them into my form.
You know, when you bring that kind of words out to people that have never even known this, to graduates, they understand it. But when you bring those words and you explain the experience, it almost seems magical. But it took you 4 years to accomplish that electrical load at that level to heal in that way. So, you know, I remember when you were in the beginning part of year four, and you told us about a gruffy dog that you used your tone of voice in your larger form, how that softened it. And then here you are as a graduate of year four, and you do this for the doctor and who's ever in that room at the time. So please go on with the story and tell us what had transpired.
Well, as the oncologist said that this thing is eating through its bone, I did what I did with those words. And those that were with us in the room began to cry and get upset. But I was confident. I knew that from my training that I could control that situation. And it wasn't long, but a few minutes, and the whole room pretty much turned into a way of peace and calm. And really, that's what I needed at that moment in order to continue my focus and continue on with my training at that point.
That is a professional level when the world is different around you and you have to maintain that good and cool feeling that you've been building up every day and tune into that. And you told me in your email that at that point something transpired to turn this whole thing around. So after you left the doctor's office, what else did you do with that information, and then how did you actually perform the healing on Micah?
Yes, being doctors, there are a lot of laws they have to follow and rules and regulations, and so they had made plans extended into months of how they were going to treat Micah. They went for, and then they started calling for different tests, blood tests, MRI, CAT scan, which, as I shared with you, I wasn't too thrilled about that. able to control that in a way where the doctor said, well, let's just see what the MRI says first before we jump into the CAT scan. I was satisfied with that. So we went to see another specialist, an orthopedic surgeon specialist, and he took an x-ray. And by gosh, that x-ray, oh my goodness, was entirely different from the second x-ray. This was the third x-ray. The first one looked like a monkey bump. The second one looked like something had, in fact, eaten through its bone. And the third one, it looked like a monkey bump. I was so happy.
We're going to have to explain to the folks what happened in between the second x-ray and then the third x-ray.
Oh, that's right. I apologize. I waited one evening for Micah to fall asleep because Micah is high energy. Oh, because he's such an adventurer. He's very active. So I needed him to be still so I could just get into my cool area and relax down and guide some forms through his body and move those forms over the specific area with a cool, good feeling, energy. And that's the bump was one size before I started the practice. And then by the time I was finished with the practice, the bump had shrunk. I'd say before I started, the bump was the size of a golf ball, easily. I'm looking at a golf ball now. It was that big. When I had finished the practice, it had become less than half the golf ball. I was thrilled with that.
And then your last email to me was even better. You said the news just keeps getting better and better. The blood work was clear, and you saw another specialist, and all that was now in the past that happened to Micah. And how did that make you feel when you wrote me that email?
Well, I was just so happy and elated. And after we received the word that, hey, let him go on as he does. Let him live his life. He's fine. He's healthy. All is well. Nothing more need be done. First of all, I was just grateful, just very, very grateful for all that the School of G-Energy Heals taught me. It guided me through, specifically you, Sefer Cicero. You were right there with me, encouraging me, helping me take on the attitude of a youthful young man who just has no cares in the world.
Jack, thank you so much. We really appreciate you sharing this story. It's going to help a lot of people to understand that you took the time out and learned how to build this up in different load levels of electricity with good feeling and cool. You did. You put the time in, and you are excellent at performing what you did. And I don't doubt in the least that you will continue to just use it in this way in so many different ways beyond physical healings, even through all types of events in your life. Thank you for being that kind of a student for us.
Thank you so much, Sefer Cicero. Thank you to Sefer Jones. And it is my honor, my complete honor.
Well, Jack, we appreciate you coming on and talking about this.
Anytime.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.